Spending Oversight. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden met today with inspectors general from several agencies ahead of a massive spending program from the bipartisan infrastructure package.
Insisting that federal dollars meant to go to water pipes, roads, bridges, and highways actually go to those items. Noting that some of the American Rescue Plan money was misspent. He recalled a conversation he had with one official who told him of a plan to build a Frisbee park. And he told the president that he couldn't stop him.
I'm going to come out to your city and I'm going to call a press conference. I'm going to say you're wasting money in a Frisbee park. Well, son of a gun, they didn't build a Frisbee park.
Hundreds of billions of dollars worth of fraud were committed with the pandemic's Paycheck Protection Program and COVID unemployment relief money.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A sell-off on Wall Street today, sending the Nasdaq toward its biggest monthly loss since the 2008 financial crisis. A sharp drop in Amazon was also weighing on indexes after it posted its first loss since 2015. The Dow down 939, the S&P falling 155, with the Nasdaq dropping 536 points. 22-year-old former Marine Willie Cancel, who was fighting alongside Ukrainian forces, has been killed.
That Marine veteran is believed to be the first U.S. citizen to die while assisting Ukrainian forces here. He leaves behind a wife and a seven-month-old son. The veteran's wife said he was a hero, and all she wants for him is to come home and be given a proper burial. The Marine veteran was working for a private military contracting company on top of his full-time job as a corrections officer in Kentucky.
Fox's Matt Finn is in Lviv, Ukraine. A man who pleaded guilty this month to killing a pregnant Florida teenager a decade ago has been sentenced to 40 years in prison. 34-year-old Jacoby Flowers promised to help authorities recover her body in rural Alabama. He would have received a lighter sentence if the remains of 17-year-old Morgan Martin had been found. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A so-called souvenir sets off a bomb scare at an Israeli airport.
An American family sparking chaos at Israel's main international airport, showing security an unexploded bombshell they'd packed for their trip home. Twitter clips show people running in fear. The family telling officials they found the souvenir during a visit to the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, a site of wars between Israel and Syria. After being interrogated, they were declared all clear and allowed to board their flight. Airport reps say a man was hospitalized after injuring himself trying to flee over a baggage carousel. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
California's attorney general subpoenas ExxonMobil in an attempt to hold the petroleum industry responsible for greenmailing the public over plastic pollution.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the industry appears to have engaged in greenwashing for decades, deceiving consumers into believing plastics are environmentally friendly because they can be recycled. In fact, the American Chemistry Council says it supports requiring all plastic packaging in the U.S. to include at least 30% recycled plastic by 2030. But Bonta contends most plastic cannot be recycled, and overall recycling rates have never exceeded 9%. The rest is incinerated, goes into landfills, or escapes into the environment. Bonta, citing a study saying every week we consume the equivalent of a credit card worth of plastic through the water we drink, the food we eat, and the air we breathe. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Airbnb says its employees can live and work almost anywhere around the world as the company embraces a fully remote work policy to attract staff and ensure flexibility. The San Francisco-based short-term stay company says that under the new policy, employees can work from the office, home, or during their travels. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.